Hey, welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our listeners, Vaughn and Vale. Hey guys, they are subscribers on our podcast, which you should be too. And they left a review on our Apple podcast with their idea for a story, which was amazing. I'm super excited for it. Are you guys ready? Me too. Let's go. One rainy afternoon, Vaughn and Vale were helping their mom fold all the laundry. You see, that was one of their favorite chores to do around the house, was find all their jammies and socks and find all the matches. And they're actually really good at it too. And this afternoon, they were doing their job just as normal. And do you know how when you fold socks, sometimes there's mismatched socks and you can't find the other matching half to it? Yeah. So you see, Vaughn and Vale, they were having that happen to them too, which was really annoying because they kept having this pile of socks that didn't have any matches. And I'm sure that happens to you too because it happens to me. Well, you see, while Vaughn and Vale were doing that, their Spy Kids beeper went off. Beep, 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 beep. Which meant they got a message from headquarters. Let's go! And they ran upstairs and opened up their Spy Kids tablet. And sure enough, there was a video message from Spy Kids. And it said, Vaughn and Vale, we need your help. You see, there is a monster. And he goes by the name, the Sock Monster. Dun, dun, dun. Done. And you see, he does awful things, but he's very good at spying. And he likes to try and learn our secret plans. And he listens to everything we say. And do you know what his favorite food is? He loves to eat socks. Oh man, guys, it's dangerous. If you start seeing socks missing from your house, it's probably because the Sock Monster is there and he's listening and we need you to take care of him for us. Okay. And do you think that's something you guys can handle? Vaughn and Vale said, oh, absolutely. We're so excited. We're going to take on the Sock Monster. Oh, yeah. What kind of clues, like, is it big? Is it little? What does it look like?
Well, that's the thing. We're not exactly sure. We don't have enough data and information on the Sock Monster, but we believe that he is a little smelly, like, you know, kind of smells like old shoes, wet shoes. And we think he is made of cloth. So keep an eye out for him. We will check in with you soon. Oh, one more thing. You see, I've been waiting to tell you this, but your mom is actually on the Spy Kids team.
What? Vaughn said. Are you kidding me? Our mom is on the Spy Kids team? Are you for real?
Yeah, she's been on our team for a long time, ever since she was your age, and she's a really special informant. She has a lot of experience with this, so just, bring her in on this one. I think it's going to take the three of you to take down the Sock Monster. Over and out. Beep.
Vaughn and Vale couldn't believe it. Their mom was on the Spy Kids team. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Wait. How do we know? I wonder if there's... Oh yeah, let's ask her the secret code. Like the secret password code for Spy Kids. And if she knows it, then she's definitely on our team. Okay. So, the question is, what goes knock, knock, knock? And the right answer is a red woodpecker.
Okay, so as long as she says that, then we're good. Let's go ask her.
Hey, Mom, how are you doing? How's the laundry going? Good? Okay, well, we have a question for you, really important. What goes knock, knock, knock? See, Vaughn and Vale's mom, she hadn't heard that code in a long time, and she was confused. She actually didn't know that her kids were on the Spy Kids team. So she said, well, It's a red woodpecker.
You are! Yes!
They couldn't believe it. The three of them had just realized that they were all on the same team. Vaughn and Vale were super excited to have their mom on their team because she was awesome and really smart. All right, Mom, we just got a message from Spy Kids and they wanted you in on it too, but you know how our socks are missing? Yeah, that's because all of our socks, well, half of them, are getting eaten by a sock monster! Dun, dun, dun! Yes, I know it's hard to believe, Mom, but you see, the sock monster, he's here to spy on us, and his food is socks. Yeah, it's crazy. And, well, you see, we're not exactly sure how to get him, but I thought maybe we could leave out some clue, like leave out a trap. So let's do tonight. Let's leave out a whole bunch of socks on the floor and we'll see. And we can leave our camera out. Perfect. And then we can see if the sock monster comes out and eats it. And then we can get a better idea of what we're working with. If this is a little monster like a mouse or if it's a big monster like a tiger. Okay, we just don't know. And their mom said, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, I'm gonna set up the camera. You guys, you go get the socks and you lay them out on the living room floor, okay? Just pick like 5 or 6, okay? I don't want them to eat all of our socks because then we wouldn't be able to wear our shoes outside because our shoes would get so stinky. So only 5, okay? Absolutely, Mom, Vale said. And they hurried and got 5 delicious-looking socks. What's a delicious-looking sock? What do you think a sock monster would really like to eat? Like a fuzzy sock? A big sock or a little sock? Yeah, me too. So they put out those socks on the floor. And then the mom set up the camera. Right. Oh, that's a perfect spot. It was hiding behind a picture on the wall. Sock monster will never see that coming. And then it was getting pretty late. And so Vaughn and Vale went to bed. And their mom stayed up a little later, but she didn't say anything. So everyone went to bed. The next morning, they rushed downstairs. They couldn't wait to see if all 5 socks were still there. And they came down and that's weird. There's still socks there, but how many are there? There's 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, there's only 3 socks. Oh my gosh, it's real. Let's check the camera. And they checked the camera and sure enough, there was, oh, that is a nasty looking sock monster. It looked like it was as big as, like, kind of like their big cat. They had a really big cat and it was almost that big. And it looked like dusty and dirty and, oh, it looked gross. And then, oh my gosh, do you know where it crawled under? It crawled underneath the rug. Oh my gosh. Guys, do you think it lives under there? Vaughn and Vale raced over to the rug and they picked up the rug. There's a hole in the floor. Guys, what in the world is going on here? You see, their mom had just bought that rug and like 2 weeks ago, and there was not this hole like 2 weeks ago. So that sock monster, he hasn't been there very long, but he must have burrowed like a hole in the floor to get in and out of the house. And all right, guys, we need a spy gadget to see what's going on in that hole. Vale ran upstairs and found one of their spy gadgets. It was kind of like a drone and race car. So it was a race car with a camera on it that they could drive down into that hole. And they thought, ooh, maybe we should probably tie a rope onto it just in case the sock monster grabs it. And then we could pull it out. All right. Careful. Vaughn slowly lowered it into the hole. It was kind of deep. It was like deeper than, like he had to reach really far in there. And when he let the race car down on the bottom, they started to drive it forward, and they had a special screen on their tablet that they could watch the camera drive through the hole. And it was very dark, and so they shined a flashlight down there. And then all of a sudden they heard a big scuffle. Ah, it's the sock monster! Get it! And they started pulling on the rope that was tied to the car. And I think the sock monster tried to eat the car, because as they were pulling it, they pulled the sock monster right out of the hole. Quick, grab something! Ah! And they had a laundry basket right there, and they covered the sock monster up with the laundry basket. And Mom jumped on top of it. Guys, quick, call Spy Kids, ask him what to do. And the kids called Spy Kids, with Mom standing on top of the laundry basket, which had caught the sock monster inside. Vaughn called Spy Kids and said, guys, we caught the sock monster. What do we do with it? Hurry. And they said,
that's great. Now you need to dump 5 cups of water on the sock monster, and it will die.
Great. Hurry. Go, Vale. And they started grabbing 5 cups of water and quickly dumped it on the sock monster, who then... melted into a disgusting mess. Ew. But yes, we did it. Great job, Mom. Good job, Vaughn and Vale. You guys did awesome. This is a Spy Kids mission that I'll never forget. Wow. I can't wait to tell everyone about this. The end.